Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. You know, if you think Christmas comes earlier every year, you may be right. We're talking about a Wisconsin Christmas pie for the next half hour. It's a new holiday movie filmed entirely in Door County. The movie's about a pastry chef who comes home for the holidays and kind of, shall we say, reheats a romance with her high school sweetheart. And forget December. It comes out this week, as a matter of fact. John Stimson is our guest. He's the director, editor, and co-writer of A Wisconsin Christmas Pie. He's made over 20 movies in his career. And as we talk to John, I hope you'll join in. What Door County landmarks would you like to see featured in a movie? What do you love about Christmas films? Is it ever too early for them? Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. John Stimson, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Larry, great to be here. I'm very excited to talk about this movie. It was so much fun to make.
Oh, man, I got to tell you. And before we get into it, you've been doing this a long time. You got over 20 films. How'd you get started in the film business?
Oh, gosh. Everybody's got their own route into this. You know, I started when I got out of college. I wanted to be a movie star, just like a lot of young kids coming out of college. And I did my time out in Los Angeles, and I learned a lot. I was able to get my feet wet as an actor, but I very quickly learned that if you want to make stuff happen, you gotta create. So I started writing. I started to learn what it took to write a screenplay and sort of willed my career to life. And, you know, everything kind of, you know how life is. Everything moved me back towards New England, where I'm from. And, you know, I settled back here and raised my family. And you know, that's where I live and work. And I have for the last 30 plus years. But,
well, you know, you mentioned New England. And I think you've done 9 of Christmas movies in your career, and most of them happened in New England. What led you to Door County for a Wisconsin Christmas pie?
Oh, boy. You know, it's funny. I did a movie that came out last year called A Very Vermont Christmas. And in that film, we shot that one here in New England, Massachusetts in particular. It's where I live. And there's a wonderful tax credit here in the state, and that allows us to help underwrite our projects. But anyway, I had used a song in the movie last year by a woman named Stacy Griesbach, who is a musician, and she started the Door County Jazz Festival last summer. And she called me up, it was a year and a half ago now, and she said, "Hey, what do you think about shooting a movie in Door County, Wisconsin?" I said, "I don't know anything about Door County, Wisconsin, but tell me." She said, "It's the Cape Cod of the Midwest." I said, "Well, I did do another movie called A Cape Cod Christmas, and I spent a lot of time on Cape Cod." I said, "Well, I'm all ears." And long story short, she and I went out and we visited out there, and we met a lot of folks out there, and the people that she'd been working with on her jazz festival, and the Destination Door County people, and some of the travel groups that are in Wisconsin that are, you know, trying to get tourism, more tourism to the area. And one thing led to another, and everybody seemed excited about us making a movie. So I said, I better write the script.
That is great.
I did a lot of research and met a lot of folks and traveled around out there, saw all the beautiful locations, spent some quality time in Door County so that we could make this movie be as authentic as possible.
Well, here's something I'm sure you don't know. Stacy Griesbach was a student of mine way back in the day and took a broadcast class from me. And I've had her come back to the class to give a talk along the way. She's a wonderful gal.
Oh, lots, so much energy, so much fun. Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's so great. What a coincidence. Yeah. Oh, she's probably the biggest supporter, biggest rooting, you know, fan of Door County you can imagine. She's great. She's great. She sold me.
Well, and you know, Door County isn't just where the movie was shot. I view it as a kind of an important character in the movie.
Yes, I think you're right. And thank you for picking that up. Not only is it a pristine and gorgeous and beautiful place, but it suits itself so well to one of these Christmas movies. It has that small town feel. It's you know, the idea of a resort area in the off season where things are quiet. The feeling of the rural feeling, the emphasis on agriculture, the orchards, the farming, the cherry pie, so all of that sort of fell into line very, very easily, and suited itself very nicely for a Christmas film. So that was pretty neat. But the other piece of it, though, that I hooked into that we certainly use in the movie is the idea of multi-generational family business.
Yeah.
The idea of a legacy of a character or a person having this desire or this need to continue their family's legacy, their business over multi-generational organizations. And so that really appealed to me and felt really real. And in talking to places like where we shot, you know, the orchards that we used were Lautenbach's orchards. That family was a great example of that. Henriksen's Fisheries, same kind of thing. You know, these businesses have been passed down to their kids over generations and have thrived over the years. And that ended up playing a crucial role in our story.
It really did. And I have to say, I really enjoyed the film. I really enjoyed the film.
Thank you.
Well, you had some great cast members, and we'll talk about them in a minute. But I want to get Jason and Bloomer on first, too, because Jason has, a good question. Let's go there. Hi, Jason.
Yeah. Hi. So just kind of a general question. I have adult family homes, so individuals who are developmentally or physically disabled. And I have a couple who have been very interested in getting into movies or just getting into that spotlight a little bit, but they're so hesitant because you don't see it that much in cinema. I'm just kind of curious, what, on your guys' side, what is your casting like? How do they get involved in it? Trying to get some answers for them.
Yeah. How does casting work?
Well, casting is a tricky process, and getting folks like you that you work with involved is something that certainly seems to be happening more and more. There's been some wonderful projects. A good friend of mine did a Christmas film. That involved a young woman with Down syndrome, and she was terrific in the film. And so there, I think the opportunities are more and more are coming up more and more. But casting is tricky, boy, and there's so few jobs and so much demand for the handful of jobs that come up. With our films, we try to hook our cast around a couple of names of actors that have had some experience and have some name value that we can help promote the movie with. For instance, this movie stars Katie LeClaire, who was on a show called Switched at Birth, where actually she's fluent in sign language, and she played a deaf girl in that show. But the other fellow was a guy named Ryan Carnes, who was on Desperate Housewives and General Hospital. So we try to hook our cast around a couple of actors like that. But then we reached out as thoroughly as we could to the Chicago, the Milwaukee, the Green Bay communities that were nearby to where we wanted to shoot, because we wanted to use as much local talent as we could. And so you know, it's tricky when you're looking to get in touch with actors. What we use, I use casting directors, we use agents, we reach out to the communities to find our talent and through the channels that exist. And I work with Screen Actors Guild talent as well, so that can be a stumbling block for anybody trying to get in the business, of course, but it's not something that people should be overly concerned about, because everybody has to start somewhere. But yeah, it's a challenge, boy. I'll tell you, it's of all the things I as I was saying to Larry, I started off wanting to be an actor and I did a lot of work. And I very quickly learned, though, that if I was going to make a career in this business, I needed to be able to call my own shots. And that's when I turned to writing and directing and creating from the end I'm on now.
And as I think about the film, you did use some real Door County business owners in the film. I can remember a couple: Kristen Sequist, who owns Sequist Orchards, excuse me, in Sister Bay, and Rob Scaturro of Scaturro's.
Yeah, baking yep, they company. Both have they have pies in the contest. No, we have a cherry pie contest, and so yes, we use the actual bakeries and orchards from the area. You're absolutely right, and then we use the Hendrickson's Fisheries guys, we use their boat, and they helped us a lot, so we could have an authentic feel to our character that Ryan Carnes plays, a fisherman, and we really wanted that have an authentic feel. And then we also shot at the White Gull Inn in Fish Creek. And we went and we shot at we recreated the Chris Kindle Market up in Sister Bay, and that was exciting.
Beautiful too.
Oh, fantastic! Oh my gosh, it was so great. And you know the thing about it too is we got so lucky. We shot in March, sort of late March, and you never quite know what you're going to get in terms of weather. But we got real snow. We got a big storm on the very first day we were shooting. And that was fantastic, because we're always struggling with the snow, because the networks always want the Christmassy feel to the movies. And it seems like we tend to shoot these things at the time of year we're racing before the buds bloom on the trees. But we did get some authentic real snow, and it was terrific.
I was going to ask you about that, because I thought, I wonder if he had to sort of bring the snow in a fake way.
Yeah. Well, we always do budget a fair amount of visual effects and special effects where we augment and we place snow, or we make the scenes look frostier than they might have been otherwise. But in this case, we were able to rely on the real thing much more so than we usually do, which was such a treat. It was such a treat. That was great.
I think there's a perception of that TV type holiday movies like a Wisconsin Christmas Pie are just made really quickly. Give us a sense of the production schedule on that.
Yeah. Well, these are in the scheme of things, they are smaller films. We shot this one in 3 weeks. Well, at the end of March, and it rolled over into the early April. But the process obviously takes a lot longer than just production. So Stacy and I started scouting about this time of year. Last year, I think was about the time we made our first trip out there, and then began the scripting process and the pre-production process through the fall, over Christmas, and then come the early into January, when it looked like things might actually happen, then we got into the full-on pre-production mode and started to hire people and make our budget, start to get serious about locations and where is this all going to happen, and talking to people and pulling all the pieces together so that we could make it happen in March.
You know, my former wife was a pastry chef, and I used to watch her work. And she, Renee, there was a professionalism about it. There was an ease with using the materials that she was using for a pie or pastries of any kind. And I saw that same feeling when I had that same feeling when I watched Katie LeClaire working with the pies and the pastries. I mean, she looked like she was a professional pastry chef. And I was really impressed with that. I mean,
I'm so glad you picked up on that, Larry, because she is a baker. She's not professionally, but she has her little side job called Katie Bakes. And she, when we were pitching this movie to the networks to try to, she made pies, and we went and we had meetings with network executives where she brought a fresh cherry pie that she made to give to the various executives that we were talking to, because she's a wonderful chef and a wonderful baker. And so when she got this script and we started talking to her about it, she said, oh, this is a dream job for me, because she absolutely loves to bake. And so you're right on. I mean, she had such a comfort level. As a matter of fact, we sort of relied on her as our expert. You know, it's like, okay, well, what are the steps here? What do we do? How do we make sure, you know, the idea that the water has to be ice cold when you mix it in with the flour, and, you know, just the little touches that she was able to bring. And like you said, the ease at which, you know, she was able to go about it. It was wonderful. And so we had a lot of fun with those baking scenes. We really did.
She is really good. And you've used her in, I think, another, I'm sure you've used her in other films.
Four other films.
Four other films.
This is our fifth film together. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
struck me. She's a dear friend. she's wonderful. She's not only a wonderful actress, but she's become a dear, dear friend. And, you know, we stay in touch and spend time together, and, you know, she knows my whole family, and it's terrific. No, she's just great. And you know, that's the kind of actor you just, if you have the chance to do it again, you say yes in a minute, in a heartbeat.
Well, and I just thinking of the other actors, I thought Seamus Flynn,
The little boy,
the Max, the young boy, was very good. Where did you find him?
He's a Chicago kid.
Oh, Chicago kid.
Yeah. And he was a fine boy. He has such a natural ability. You know, I've worked with a lot of kids over the years, and you know, you come across most of the kids you work with are, you know, they have kind of a stagey, kind of Disney kind of big, flashy, they flash their smile, they try to be cute and stuff. But Seamus just had a natural, lovely connection when I auditioned him, where he was just so real. He just felt like a real little boy. And I said, oh my God. And not only is he adorable and melts your heart when you watch him, but he just has such a natural ability to deliver a line and be very present and very natural in a scene. And boy, I tell you, he was terrific. I hope he continues in the business, because he's really, really good.
And you use some veterans. I mean, Ed Amatrudo and Deborah Ferrantino. I mean, they played Emma's parents, and they've got long careers. And I mean, they're really professionals who carry their roles so well.
Yeah, I'm glad you thought so, because I really, really enjoyed not only working with them, but their performances were just lovely. And, you know, Ed, just in the movie, he breaks your heart when he sort of, you know, comes clean about the struggles that he's having with the business to his daughter. And, you know, he's so raw and emotional. It's lovely. It's really the performance that he gave. And Deborah as well. I mean, as their parents, it was a treat. It was a real treat to work with them.
And you had a surprise kind of guest.
I'm glad you picked up on it.
Near the end of the show, who is well-known in Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed. Amon Green has a wonderful cameo in the film. That was so fun. We thought about that and we said, gosh, wouldn't it be a kick to see if we could get somebody connected with the Green Bay Packers to be part of this film? And when Amon said yes, they said, oh, fantastic.
A member of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. It was
absolutely.
It was a surprise and a treat to see him as a judge. And he did. He did pretty darn well too.
He did a great job, didn't he? I thought he was fantastic. He was so leading the cheer. Go Pack, go!
Oh gosh, I got a kick out of Kissing Balls.
Right? Had you even heard of them before?
I never heard of Kissing Balls before. Where did that come up from?
I don't know if it's a Door County thing, but it's the first place I ever saw them. And, and literally that was one of the things when we scouted out, we visited, said, this is the thing. Because there's so many of these wonderful Christmas shops up in Door County. Yeah. The Tannenbaum shop, which is the one we used, which is fantastic. And there's another place called St. Nick's. And actually the owners of St. Nick's, they made the Kissing Balls for us. But that's where I learned about them. I said, well, this is way better than just mistletoe.
And I would assume that a lot of this had to be with the businesses. For example, there's this just gorgeous film part of the film that takes place as the two main characters are walking through a Christmas ornament.
That's the Tannenbaum shop. Yes, isn't that incredible? That's the real place. That's how it walked in, and it's kind of a Christmas overload. I think we could never decorate a place that looked this gorgeous. Yeah, wasn't that spectacular?
And so you didn't really have to do any or very much with it.
Not there. All we did was sort of figure out where we're going to stage the scene and put the kissing balls. And that was all set for us. They were terrific. They were so helpful. That's right up in Sister Bay as well.
And it's, I want to make sure before we run out of time that where people are going to be able to see this movie.
Yes, indeed. Well, it starts streaming on Thursday this week on the Great American Family PureFlix streaming channel, but it premieres on the Great American Family Network Saturday at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Maybe it might be 7 Central. We have to check the Great American Family, and they have their whole Great American Christmas rollout is beginning this week, and it is so fantastic. And they're using our premiere as sort of the kickoff to the whole Great American Christmas rollout, which we couldn't be more flattered and excited about. So it's great.
Well, it is. It's a great film. I really enjoyed it, and I hope a lot of people get to see it.
Me too. I know that the whole Door County community is very excited about it, and we're thrilled to be able to give this gift, this Christmas gift, back to Door County because they were so wonderful to us.
Would you ever do another one in Wisconsin, another film?
Well, I'd love to. And as a matter of fact, I think because of the efforts that we did and the crews that we hired from Wisconsin, I believe the legislature has passed a film tax credit that's getting going, and to try to bolster the film community up there and get more projects coming into Wisconsin. I would love to do another one. Midwest Nice is a real thing, and I was so I was bowled over by it, and I was so happy to be there and to work with the folks locally. So,
John, a pleasure talking with you today. I hope we have another chance to talk about a film you make in Wisconsin. Thank you so much,
Larry. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
John Stimson, a founder of H9 Films and the writer, director, producer, and editor of over 20 movies, his latest, A Wisconsin Christmas Pie. Great to have him with us. And coming up, we're going to take a look at the fall movies that we can look forward to. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.